April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Esther Margaret Ayers is a native of Marquette. She is a poet, a writer, and a piano and music teacher. She wrote the libretto of the orchestral song cycle, Bagadabe Niyashi, as well as the libretto to A Child's Requiem and White Stones.
The next two poems are from the libretto I wrote for A Child's Requiem by composer Thomas Lavoie, which was written in memory of the victims of the 1913 Italian Hall tragedy up in Calumet, Michigan. 73 people, most of them children of striking miners, died. The first poem is actually the fifth movement of the work. It's a lament by a mother who first sees the body of her child. The second is the final and seventh movement of the Requiem. After a chorus from mixed voices, we hear the women's perspective and then the voices of the men, whose strike was, sadly, broken despite the tragedy. That poem's entitled Sisu, a Finnish word that means persistence or endurance. O child of mine, O child of mine, in death I adore you, as in the hour that you were born, and there was nothing else for me but your new body warm from mine and your first cry. O child, let me hold you. O child of mine, your life was music. You nestled near my beating heart. You suckled milk and song from me, but soon went dancing from my arms and needed shoes. O child, I could not hold you. O child of mine, it is so quiet. Let me lie down by you and sleep, though other families all around us grieve. I cannot hear, for you don't breathe. O child, let me go too. Sisu. Spring came, heedless of our bitter grief. Most of us went back to work. After all, we had to eat, and families left behind to feed. We turned the soil of the plots that were given us. Back of the house, on our knees, planted seeds. Spring birds appeared and they fluttered around us, nesting like memories under the eaves. We hung the wash on the line in the breeze, looked up where the wind shook the bare arms of trees. Higher still, flocks of wild geese, away beyond reach, beat strong wings to the north, cross the great inland sea. To where they must return, to where they must return. We rode the man cart down the shaft. We drilled the rock and set the charge. We lit each fuse, we stood each blast, then shovered ore into the trams. They sent us down, they brought us back, though any day could be our last. We all held on, we all held fast. Each and every day we did this for a living. For the living in this lovely land that is so hard. We make our home here above the grave, beneath the stars.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.